Many thanks, Chair. So the second case is communication 3076/2017, Monera Lopez and others. Views adopted in March 2020. It relates to the killing of a trade unionist. And as for remedies, we ask the state party to promptly conduct a thorough, effective, impartial, independent, and transparent investigation into the circumstances surrounding Mr. Monera Lopez's murder. Provide detailed information to family members of the deceased person about the results of the investigation, and to provide adequate compensation. So the state party refers that with regard to the criminal investigations, the Attorney General's Office has reported that no evidence has been identified that would warrant the continuation of the investigation with regard to the perpetrators of the murder, namely on intellectual authorship of the murder. With regard to adequate compensation, the Committee of Ministers in August 2020 expressed a favorable opinion in relation to the views adopted by this committee. The State Party reported that it would proceed with the compensation procedure, and concerning the publication and dissemination of the committee's views, they were published in August 2020 on the website of the Presidential Advisor on Human Rights and International Affairs, and also on the website of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Regarding the submissions from the Authors' Council, it refers that regarding the compensation for families, the authors were not made aware of the favorable opinion in resolution of the Committee of Ministers, but the compensation proposed by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs was narrowly focused on financial compensation, without addressing other aspects like rehabilitation, satisfaction, restitution, and guarantees of non-repetition. The authors had proposed several measures of satisfaction and non-repetition to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, which were dismissed. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs was requested to hold a regular meeting, which was held in July 2021. And later, due to the delays in obtaining the supporting evidence, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs refused to hold further meetings on the conciliation proposal. And later, the documents were sent to the Ministry together with an independent conciliation proposal. Then a petition for damages was filed before the Administrative Court of Cundinamarca, requesting the amount of compensation to be determined. The court granted the application, but then the Ministry of Foreign Affairs objected to the transfer of the application for the settlement of damages, proposing the lack of compulsory joinder, and the court acknowledged and referred to the fact that it was not necessary such joinder of defendants, because they wanted to be not only the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, but also the Ministry of Interior, Ministry of Justice. Concerning the judicial investigation by the Prosecutor General's Office, the State Party, according to the authors, has not conducted the criminal investigation in a way conducive to the identification of the perpetrators or to shed light on the reasons behind the murder and delayed intellectual authorship of it. So regarding committee's assessment, we have A, investigation into the circumstances of Mr. Monera Lopez, we would provide C, no relevant information. Regarding investigation and sanction of any type of action, we also provide C. Regarding providing the authors with detailed information about the investigation, also C. Regarding prosecution and punishment of responsible people, C. Regarding psychological rehabilitation and medical treatment for the authors, C. Reparation, C. Non-repetition, C. And we'll continue the follow-up dialogue with the State Party. Thank you, Chair. Mm-hmm.